morning we're going to begin by reading a story from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, where the Lord is talking about a time when he will come to establish a new church in this world. Now, you might wonder as I read this what this has to do with our theme for the year, which is a life after death, but hopefully that will become apparent in the talk. And as I read this, I'd like to invite the children especially to listen for is where the Lord does mention heaven in this reading. And in this reading, it's going to say that something is happening to the power in heaven. Okay? So try to listen to what is happening to the powers in heaven. Our reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. When therefore you shall see the abomination of desolation declared by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let them who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his dwelling. And he who is in the field, let him not return back to take his garments. And woe unto them who have in the womb and to them who nurse in those days. If then they shall say to you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the chambers, believe ye not. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines in the west, so also shall the advent of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Now straight away, after the affliction of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heavens, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. The powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. And then shall all the tribes of the earth wail, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the heavens with power and with much glory. Amen. And our second reading is from a book called The Last Judgment. And this is an absolutely beautiful passage about the mutual uses that those in heaven and those on the earth serve for each other. That the human race is the basis on which heaven is founded is because man was last created, and that which is last created is the basis of all that proceeds. From this order of creation, it may appear that such is the binding chain of connection from firsts to lasts, that all things together make one in which the prior cannot be separated from the posterior, and that thus the spiritual world cannot be separated from the natural world, nor the natural world from the spiritual. Thence neither the angelic heaven from the human race, nor the human race from the angelic heavens. Wherefore, and then listen to this especially, it is so provided by the Lord that each shall afford a mutual assistance to the other. That is, the angelic heaven to the human race, and the human race to the angelic heaven. Hence it is that the angelic mansions are indeed in heaven, and to appearance separate from the mansions where men are, and yet they are with men in his affections of good and truth. That angels and spirits are with man and in his affections has been granted me to see 1,000 times. Hence it appears that the connection of the angelic heaven with the human race is such that one subsists from the other, and that the angelic heaven without the human race on earth would be like a house without a foundation, for heaven closes into it and rests upon it. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. At this point, I'd like to invite us to please all rise, and we will sing our next hymn.
I realize people don't have liturgies, but I think you all know fairly well, Seek Ye First.
Jacob's Creek, we have been having a lot of fun learning about the life after death and the Lord's heavenly kingdom. And one of the simple reasons that the Lord wants us to know about heaven is so that we can look forward to going there. The Lord wants us to know about heaven so we can feel excited and have a great sense of hope that someday we will get to become angels. That the Lord wants us to know about heaven and what heaven is like, and that is so that we can help the Lord bring his heavenly kingdom to earth. One of the reasons the Lord wants us to know so much about heaven is so that we can help him make this world as much like heaven as we possibly can. So I wanted to start with a very simple question, and the adults can answer this if they'd like as well. What are some of the simple things we can do to help make this world as much like heaven as we can? Thinking about some of the things you learned at Jacob's Creek this year about what heaven is like, close to heaven. What are some of the things we can do to make life in this world as much like heaven? So if in this world we show the Lord we love him to learn what's true by reading his word, we are making life in this world like life in heaven. But yeah, being useful is another wonderful one. In heaven, one of the things every single angel loves more than anything else is being useful, learning how to help other people. So if we can learn to do that in this world, we will be making this world like heaven. Josiah? Going to church, that's sort of similar, I think, to reading the word, because in church, one of the things we do is we learn from the word. So that's a good one. So all these, Kurt.
The first thing I've heard the Lord say is not to hurt other people in any way.
Excellent. In heaven, in order to be useful and help other people, one of the things the angels are always trying to do is think about what is wrong. And really, really try not to hurt other people. And if we work to do that, we will be making this world very much like heaven. So there's all sorts of wonderful things we can do to make this world as much like heaven as possible. But here's the other question. Why? Why do we want to make this world as much like heaven as possible? Now, one good answer to that might be because we want people to be happy, right? When people read the word and when they give people hugs and are nice and they try not to hurt other people, if we work on doing that in this world will be a happier place. Another reason might be because we want to do a good job of preparing someday to go to heaven itself, right? So the more we can make this world like heaven right now, a better job we will be doing at preparing to actually go to the real heaven, if you will, someday. But there's another very important reason that we really want to make this world as much like heaven as we possibly can that we often don't think about. It's so that we can provide a strong foundation for the Lord's heavenly kingdom. Now, do any of you kids know what a foundation is? What is a foundation? Think about a house. You know what the foundation of a house is? What is the foundation of a house? Laban?
Like a base or thing that holds it up?
Yeah, the foundation of a house is often made out of stones or maybe cement, something strong. Because the foundation of the house is sort of the bottom part that holds up the rest of the house. And what's really interesting is that the Lord tells us that the human race in this world, so that's you and me right now, kind of act as a foundation that supports or somehow holds up the angelic heavens. Now let me ask you this. If the foundation of a house is not very strong or starts to crack, what's going to happen to the house? Part of the house, which holds up the rest of the house, starts to crack or get unstable, the whole rest of the house is going to get unstable and start to suffer. Well, just like this is true with the house, the Lord actually tells us that if people in this world are not doing a good job of following the Lord, the angels in heaven actually suffer. When we are not doing a good job of serving the Lord in this world, the angels in heaven actually cannot experience heavenly joy as much as the Lord would hope. It's really a profound thought. There are places in the scriptures where the Lord talks about this. This morning we read one, and I asked the children to listen in our reading for today to what was happening to the power in heaven. And do any of you remember in our reading what it says was happening to the powers in heaven? The powers in heaven were shaken. What does that mean? What would cause the power that exists in heaven to shake or sort of be unsteady, if you will? Writings tell us, the writings for the new church say that in that case, the powers of the heavens were shaken because people on doing a good job of serving the Lord. That's why the Lord needed to come and establish a new church in this world, if you will, to shore up the foundation for the angelic heavens. Another place where this same sort of thing is mentioned is actually in the book of Revelation. And sometimes in the book of Revelation, it talks about angels crying out with a loud voice to the Lord. And think about that. What would make an angel cry? We often think of angels as being happy people, right? They're in heaven, they're being useful, they're loving other people. But what would make an angel cry? Well, in that case, the writings for the new church tell us that what was making the angels cry is that people on earth were not doing a good job of following the Lord, and that was affecting them. Again, a foundation that wasn't very steady for the angels to stand upon. Right? Now that's the sad news. But the wonderful thought about this teaching is that when we do a good job of following the Lord and working to serve Him in this world, we are serving an incredible use for the Lord's angelic kingdom, for the angels that are in heaven right now. And I want to give you just a couple little examples of this. Could you sit on the way? Could one of you come up here, one of the kids? Come up here for a minute. I want you to open, this is a copy of the Word. I want you to hold that here and just pretend for me that you're reading the Word. All right? Somebody mentioned this, reading the Word. All right, good. Now, when we read the Word in this world, do you think that this is helping him at all?
Yeah.
Absolutely. When we read the Word, it helps us to learn about the Lord so that we can be happier people. When he's reading the Word here, it's going to help him by learning how to go to heaven and eventually become an angel. But I want you to think about this very literally. Right now, when he is reading the Word in this world, he is actually helping the angels feel happy. Because he is providing a strong foundation in this world. Can you sort of make now a strong here? Flex your arm. He's providing a strong foundation on which the angels' understanding of the Word can rest. So that's good. Now you can just stand here for a second, but you can stand. Could I have somebody else come up here for a minute? Do you want to come up? That's all right. You can both come up. We could use two more. Now, as you guys stand next to each other, now I want you to now pretend, fold your hands and bow your heads. Innocence. We learned about innocence this week, I think, from a worship service. Now, all the angels are in a state of innocence, meaning that they are willing and wanting to follow the Lord in anything that he teaches them. Now, if you too decided that you really wanted to follow the Lord and be innocent, would that help them?
Yes.
Absolutely. That would help them learn the way to heaven and be able to receive all sorts of wonderful gifts from the Lord. However, when they are working to be innocent in this world, guess what? That is also helping the angels in heaven because they're providing, again, a strong basis for the innocence of the angels that exist in heaven. One more example here, if I could have one more volunteer. We're going to stand here. I want you to put your arms out like this. A little more forward like that. You're a person that loves giving people hugs. I like that one. Loves giving people hugs and loves helping other people. And being useful. Alright? Now, when we are useful and show our love for other people, does that help us? Absolutely. It helps us learn to someday become an angel in the Lord's heavenly kingdom. But again, the point I'm trying to make is that as we work to be useful people in this world, not only does that help us, that is actually helping the people in heaven by providing a strong basis for their love and their useful services in this world as well. So thank you very much. You kids can go sit down again. Take that back. Good job. So this year, our theme has been the life after death. And I thought it would be nice just to end with that wonderful thought that although heaven is a wonderful place that we should all be looking forward to going to someday, we can also think about how important it is to always be working to make life here on earth as much like heaven as we can. Not only for our sake, so that we can be happy and so that we can prepare well for heaven, but as we do that, we are serving an incredible use to the Lord and to even our friends in his angelic heaven by providing a strong base on which their life of love and charity can rest. Amen. So with those thoughts, I'd like to invite you to be thinking that as we now kneel, or if you'd like to just sit, if the ground is a little wet, for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Please rise. We'll now sing our final hymn, which will be Jerusalem the Golden.
Jerusalem the Golden, O City of the Blessed, O Heavenly Land of Promise, the weary pilgrims rest. Safe through the thorny journey, set free from strife or sin, within the walls of jasper, the pearly gates within. What peace beyond all telling, what joy for them whose feet stand by the crystal river and walk the golden streets. With boughs of palm like victors, arrayed in robes of white, with hymns of glad thanksgiving, they throng the halls of light. Behold the tabernacle.